The UN Refugee Agency is helping more than 18,000 Ivorians in neighboring Ghana. They crossed the border because they fear reprisal attacks by supporters of Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara. Most of the refugees are ethnic Gere, and most of the Gere backed Mr. Ouattara's rival, the former Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo. With Ouattara fighters now part of the new National Security Force, refugee Boho Manayu Mutin says she's too afraid to go back. Mutin says she lost everything. Her husband, her brother, and her children were all killed. Because she lost everything, Mutin says there's no reason to go back. Many of the Ivorian refugees in Ghana, Guinea, Togo, and Liberia say they have no intention of returning home soon, so relief officials are building more permanent sites. The UN coordinator for Ghana, Rudy Sandhu, says that's left a $70 million shortfall in donor funds to support Ivorian refugees in the region.
We've used the resources that we've got within the country programs, and we've also tried to get funding from our headquarters. But the issue now is that since it's no longer an emergency, it's becoming a lot more difficult for us.
UN peacekeepers in Ivory Coast and in Liberia are stepping up patrols along the border following last week's death of 23 people in an attack that Ivory Coast's defense ministry says was carried out by Liberian mercenaries. The Economic Community of West African States says it's concerned about the upsurge of violence, especially as Liberia prepares for a presidential election next month while still hosting more than 170,000 Ivorian refugees. The president of the regional alliance, James Baho, says ECOWAS leaders are calling on all Liberian politicians to work toward a free and fair vote so as not to inflame tensions that could break out along the border.
It appealed to all the stakeholders in Liberia to cooperate in achieving this objective by putting the interest of Liberia above sectional considerations.
The head of the UN mission in Liberia, Margaret Lodge, says she'll need UN troops from Ivory Coast to reinforce peacekeepers in Liberia during the vote. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf says those additional UN troops will join a special Liberian police force to prevent violence during the poll. That's led to criticism from some of her challengers that she's trying to intimidate opposition voters and has not properly budgeted for increased security along the 700-kilometer border. Jewel Howard Taylor is a senator from Liberia's Bong County.
If you're bringing in additional troops for whatever purpose the executive deems, there are financial implications. Who's going to pay for the extra burden? The legislature needs to know what this extra price tag is, especially as we consider the fact that we have by-elections that might be maybe more than 30 or 40% of those who will be running in these elections. There is a huge outcry now for the additional funding.
The southern border between Ivory Coast and Liberia is an especially troubled region with long-standing ethnic rivalries that played out in both the Liberian Civil War and the political crisis that followed Ivory Coast's disputed presidential election. Human rights groups say much of the violence during that crisis was carried out by northern militia who were backing President Ouattara. He's ordered a full investigation into all post-election violence as part of a reconciliation process that he hopes will encourage more refugees to return home. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.